Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Kevin Kitchen with UDOT down here in our area. And we always like to get Kevin in whenever spring decides it wants to start to talk about maybe some upcoming road projects that are kind of scheduled for our area and how they may affect us. So that's kind of what we're going to do this morning. Kevin, how are you today?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for inviting me, Dave. Appreciate
Anytime. This is good information. I like getting this into the hands of the people that, you know, can make the decisions that where it's going to be at and what they need to do to kind of be safe in those areas and those kinds of things. So let's start off with where are we going to be at this spring?
Well, if you can tell me when spring is, I'll tell you where we'll be, okay?
Exactly.
No, it's been an interesting, it's been a very interesting winter, and so while we've got a number of projects, you know, in the hopper, we're still waiting to confirm with contractors specifically when we can hit the ground. Typically, we're looking at starting, you know, March or April, depending on our altitudes, but, you know, we're hearing Mays and Junes now because of what we're experiencing. But some of the things we're looking at, one of the things that will be coming, US 6, maybe I can just kind of march down the corridor a little bit for you. I know our maintenance crews, we wanted to get up there where we did the project last year around on US 6 between Emma Park and heading east on there. There's some rock walls that we've got there that we use, and we're hoping our maintenance crews can do a little bit of mitigation on that. Some of that will be weather-dependent and activity-dependent, depending on what we see. But so far as major projects with contractors, we have been working with the BLM and the county because of the you know, residual problems we've had from the Bear Fire burn scar. There at Crandall Canyon, there's a culvert that we're trying to get upgraded and working between us and these other entities so that we can deal with some of the issues that we've had with flooding coming down those canyons. So that is one project that we're trying to get hot and heavy on right now. And again, one that's been partnered with the feds and the county on that, and the federal government was able to step up and provide some significant upstream improvements. And so we partnered with them on that to see if we can't help keep things from getting all the way down to six and creating havoc there. So you'll see that underway shortly if ongoing if everything works well on that. Another one we've got going, we'll have it's basically a chip seal, but we're going to be resurfacing US 6 from the hospital all the way down towards Wellington. So that's about a $1.8 million project, and I don't anticipate we'll probably hit that until maybe around June because of the types of temperatures that we're seeing. And typically, chip seals do a little bit better in the warmer temperatures towards midsummer. Also, we have got some stuff happening up on top. We'll be doing about $7.8 million worth of work on SR-264 going from Electric Lake up towards SR-96 towards Schofield. So we've got a couple other things that will be happening up the canyons as well. If we take a look at Emery County, we will have some cable barrier probably on I-70, some parapet work on some structures as well on I-70 down in the Green River area. So those are the major projects that we've got. We do have a couple studies out there, and we do have some things on the horizon, potential improvements for the junction of US 6 and 191 there at Indian Canyon that we're hoping to launch toward next year. So
a lot of projects, and as you said, a lot of it, or one of them, the main one, and that one you said you're working on right now is really about mitigation for as far as the burn scar and those kinds of things?
Yeah, precisely. And as you're full aware, you know, we've also had the avalanches up Huntington Canyon and residual effects from the Sealy Fire several years ago. You know, these burn scars are tremendously challenging for us from a DOT perspective. You know, they can last 5 to 7 years with residual effects, you know, that are far upstream from where the roads are. But, of course, it all comes down and hits those culverts and passages or crosses over. And so we'll be dealing with those things. And with the volume of water that we've got up there this time, we're really watching how that snow melts because we do anticipate some issues as we move forward in some of these areas where we've seen those burn scars.
As we kind of talked before we came on the air, you know, it's when it finally decides to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, we're grateful, right? We're grateful that
absolutely
it hasn't already all come down, but It's fantastic to have the water, but it will present some challenges for us. You know, a couple of other things that your listeners might be interested in. I know that we've had some of our representatives over there recently. We had an access management study they were looking at around Helper, and talking about people about what it takes in order to interface, you know, with the highway there and where access points should or shouldn't be in order to move traffic or to make things safe in and out. And so that's kind of an ongoing thing. And then another thing that's coming up is our planning division out of Salt Lake. They'll be working on an emerging area plan for Carbon County. And what this will look at, basically from Helper to Wellington, they'll be taking a look at what the US 6 corridor and the general outlay of transportation looks like for that area in general. It's the kind of thing where we sit down with counties and cities and just say, hey, what does this look like, you know, in the far future? And they'll kind of map out some of the priorities that the counties and cities may have there. So that's something that's also on dock probably this year from the planning realm.
So mostly just keep an eye out for that. Now, is there a place where people can go to find these different projects online somewhere? Like when they finally get solidified as to like, okay, this is going to start this day, it's going to run these dates or anything like that?
Yeah, so we've got kind of two different areas. Of course, udot.utah.gov. That's our main website, and we do have kind of some main categories there. If you just do the search planning, typically that'll take you over, and those will pop up. Or you can click on a projects tab, and we'll usually have links listed to the actual project pages if they're significant enough to have a web page specifically for that project on there. And of course, you can always contact us at our region as well, at UDOT, and we're more than willing to help you navigate that.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Kevin Kitchen of the Utah Department of Transportation, giving us a laydown of some of the projects that will be going on in our area, road projects this upcoming spring and into the summer months. Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Dave, I just recalled one other that your listeners may be interested in. We've taken a closer look up at Soldiers Summit. We're looking at changing striping and barrier just a little bit up there on the curve. Everything meets standards, but we know there's a perception when you approach that and hit that curve sometimes that is just difficult. And so we wanted to take a closer look at that. And so, you know, we're making a safety improvement as well up top there on Soldier Summit. And we know that that's been a major concern for locals as well. So we appreciate the patience, and we're glad to say that we were able to take a closer look at that one.
Perfect. So we'll look forward to that as well. Kevin, once again, thank you so much for taking out the time today to talk to us. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.